Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Tina Williams. I'm really excited to have Tina here today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you, to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know that time is our most precious asset, and so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. You know, I always say that I think a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you're a conscious entrepreneur, right? You come from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So welcome. Now, I always want to remind you that I put links to my website, to the guest's website, and a free gift that I always have to offer people, as well as any other links that I think are pertinent, so that you can just click on that on the show page and you get directly there. Now, if you want to connect with me in some way, certainly reach out to me at BonnieGressel.com or find me on Facebook as well, and I would love to hear from you. I want these shows to be of such value for you because sometimes being an entrepreneur can be sort of a lonely place, right? There's not all that many people to talk with about business stuff because it's kind of a different language. So I want to be there for you, and I want to always invite you to reach out to me, and we can connect on Zoom or on Skype or on the phone or just on email if you like. So without further ado, let me introduce our guest for today. I am so excited to have Tina Williams here with us. Tina Williams is a multi-passionate entrepreneur. She's a mother of four daughters, author, speaker, mentor, and those are just some of the words that you can use to describe Tina Williams. Her main business goals are to inspire, motivate, and educate others to help them be their best reflections of success and to discover and never forget their own personal greatness. Throughout the last 30 years, Tina's own business experience and desire to help others succeed has led her to her life's work of helping others discover their superpowers, and then to channel those powers into profits. Mindset, marketing, sales, and social media have always been among her areas of expertise, and the desire and knowledge to help others succeed has led her to create over 50 online programs, teaching her strategies, tactics, and systems to other multi-passionate entrepreneurs. Join me now in welcoming Tina Williams. Well, welcome, Tina. I am so excited to have you here and to share all of your wisdom with us. Thank you so much for being here today.
Bonnie, I'm always excited to do anything with you. You are amazing, and anything you do is something I always would want to be part of.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. Now, you know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with all of us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Well, years ago, I had my ex-husband had said, if you can find a way to make money talking, we'd be rich. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? So it was right at the time that internet, like the social media, was booming. So we have Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of those things. And I particularly love Twitter. So that's exactly what I did. I ended up writing a book on Twitter, got into Facebook, started teaching social media, and did webinar after webinar after webinar. And I found a way to talk online and make money. So I did exactly that, and it worked out very well. And I got really good at doing what I did in person online, building communities. And I have a little tagline, build community around your business and your community will build your business around you. And that is really, I went from, you know, mom trying to figure out what I wanted to do to having huge communities of people who know, like, and trust me, and buy from me, which is really cool.
Oh, that is so cool. I love the fact that you have figured out a way to make money by speaking and by connecting with people. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So would you, you know, this is such a hot topic, I think, for entrepreneurs, especially new entrepreneurs, because nobody knows you when you first start. How you begin building that whole know, like, and trust, you know, that cultivating your relationship with your community.
You know, that has to be probably one of the hardest things that I think people, you know, go out to look to do, because they immediately, unless they have a specific expertise in an area, you know, if you are doing, you know, knitting, whatever your niche might be, if it's like, if you're a master knitter or you're a dog trainers are always the examples, or if you're a social media expert to begin with, and then you're taking your current status and bringing it online, I think those people sometimes have an easier way of going about setting up everything. But the person who is learning to build an authority online, they always struggle because they try to be somebody that they're not. Mm-hmm. And then they suffer from what's called imposter syndrome. They feel like that they're an imposter, like they're not authentic and they're not really an authority. And honestly, it comes down to one thing, confidence. You got to have confidence in your abilities and know that whatever you know a little bit more than the next guy, and be comfortable that if you're sharing good content, then you are an authority. You're an authority at least to them.
Yeah. And you know, you don't have to be a quote guru or whatever. You don't have to be the best expert. You just have to be, you know, a couple steps ahead of whoever it is that you're helping.
Exactly. And I know I work with a lot of consultants. Specifically, when I first got started, I was working in the local business industry. And I would work with training people to be local business consultants to go out and sell packages of social media, website design, and things like that to help the local small business, you know, build their authority online. And they suffered so tremendously from, you know, the imposter syndrome. We actually put together credibility kits. And essentially, it's just a matter of you have to just get out there and be confident that you know enough to get other people results. And know enough how to leverage people and leverage content from other people. Because that's a big thing too. You may not know everything. And I'm the first one to say is I teach from my mistakes and I absolutely don't know everything. But if there's anything that I don't know, I guarantee you I know somebody who does, or I could find the information you need. I think in some ways that person has, you know, is an authority, and building that authority can be leveraged. It doesn't have to all be about you. And when you're not afraid to leverage other people and to point people away from you, that's when you're going to see your success soar.
Oh, that is such a good point, Tina, because there are so many other people out there. And you know, to me, it's the new buzzword, at least in my mind, that I've been hearing over and over and over again is collaboration, as opposed to competition, which is kind of the way we used to think. And if we just work together and leverage each other's, you know, expertise and knowledge, that we can help more people out there in the world.
I absolutely agree. I it's one thing that I always say, and whenever I'm doing any coaching or working with any students or doing a webinar on the topic, there's no such thing as competition, only collaboration, only cooperation. So if you cooperate, like with not just with you as an expert, but we do a whole training on cooperative marketing. How, and the perfect thing is like we do a Valentine's Day. That's what I train off of. So at Valentine's Day, you have the jeweler, you have the liquor store owner, you have the candy store owner. I'm talking about like Main Street marketing. And this is a perfect example because I've actually done this, is you have all of these people who have like the florist that are all businesses that have Valentine's oriented gifts, the restaurant owner, and in a cooperative strategy, instead of all of them fighting for somebody's money, if they work together and do a bundle and a package, all of them succeed. I always forget the quote. I bet you'll know it right off the top of your head. It's a John F. Kennedy quote, when all ships rise together when the tide rises.
Yeah.
You know that quote?
Yeah, I
don't know the exact quote.
Yeah, I always murder quotes when I
write. Me too. But basically the concept is done together, we'll all rise and get results.
Yes.
So I think if people are better, if I can't do a job, I'm going to go find somebody who can help the person. At the end of the day, your best credibility, authenticity, and your best results come from getting the person standing in front of you that needs help making sure that they have everything they need to get success and results for themselves. And if that's not you, they're going to remember you if you go help them find somebody who can help them the right way.
Absolutely. And you know what kind of, it makes me think of, and maybe this is just a Bonnieism, but how I look at it is the person who is okay in referring on or getting help from someplace else to help the person that they're trying to help is really a sign of them being confident.
Yes. And that's what makes them an expert.
Yeah.
Sometimes being able to leverage as opposed to be the know-it-all is definitely a way to leverage. And it's really important on social media. You know, a lot, like most of the people that come that I work with, we're looking to build online credibility and online authority and know, like, and trust, you know, and it's hard virtually. Like, how do I get you to trust me when I'm only looking at you on a camera or I'm only seeing the words that you put out there? You know, yes, now we have Facebook Live, we have Instagram Live, we had Google Plus, we have lots of live venues, video, YouTube, all of that. We have lots of ways of people seeing, like literally seeing who we are. Like, we're on Zoom right now and you can see me and I can see you. So you can see the look in their eyes. You can see their expressions, but that's not everybody. And many people aren't comfortable on video. So you have to be able to choose the right words and be able to put out the right kind of content so people can tell your authenticity. And I can tell you, you can feel, I mean, I know you're like a feeling kind of person too. You can feel people's tones in their emails and the kind of content they put out.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's to me, it's an energy thing, you know,
it
whether
is.
You're seeing somebody on screen, you know, on computer, or you're reading what they say, or you're listening to them on the phone. It's an energy that you can feel. Like, you get that vibe from people. You know,
well, I'm building community. Oh, sorry to interrupt. The one thing I never do is I never do politics. I never do religion. I never do anything that is a volatile topic.
Oh, good idea. Good idea.
Because I don't want, and I highly encourage people who are looking to build authority online, unless that's the premise of your authority, stay away from things like that. You know, be Switzerland, be neutral on stuff like that, because to me, at least, social media is not the place to do battle on stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely. And that turns people off.
It does.
Now, I want to talk about lists in general for a little bit, because so often, you know, we hear that the money's in the list and you have to build your business, you have to build a list. And I'd like to hear your take on it. Is that like only an email list, or can it be done on those other platforms, like social media platforms, as an example?
Well, I know this particular summit is really wrapped around the entrepreneur. And I know for myself, I would hear that all the time. The money's in the list, the money's in the list. And I was like, yeah, I'll get to building a list. Yeah, I'll get to it. And I see so many people doing the same thing. And I've heard so many experts out there saying, Tim Ferriss is a great example of that. I was just listening to an interview with him the other day. He said his number one mistake was ignoring that. Mm-hmm. And he never went about building a list because he just wasn't his gig. And sometimes people feel that, you know, people are going to think that I'm only going to sell stuff to them if I try to get their name on a list. Build your list, build your communities, because you know what? Those people look to you as an authority if you are looking to be an authority online, and they come to depend on you. So do not be afraid, if you're a new entrepreneur, to put an opt-in out there. Put out something. Get your name, get people's names and emails on an email list. But remember, the email list, wherever you have it, make sure you have an autoresponder. You know, there's a zillion of them out there. I use AWeber, and I've used ActiveCampaign. I've used Entreport. I know a lot of people use Infusionsoft, Bonnie. I don't know what you use.
Yeah, I use GetResponse right now.
GetResponse. There's a zillion, iContact. There's a zillion of them out there. It's really an individual choice. So like I said, I personally use AWeber right now and ActiveCampaign, but whatever it is, an autoresponder, for any of you who are listening who don't know what that is, that means that's a place to house your list. And it's a place where you can communicate with them either on a regular basis through broadcast messages, or you can set up a series of emails that will go out automatically. So that's why they call it an autoresponder. So it's absolutely something that you should get for your business, and you should start building that list immediately. Because I have a coaching student that we just did a book campaign with. And luckily, we had done authority building around social platforms first, and because her email list wasn't that big. And we're working on doing her email list building as well. But all of those things. If you have a book, I personally just did a fundraiser for a friend who had a dog who has cancer, and I leveraged my list to help, you know, build, get money, you know, help raise money for her. And it worked great. I mean, we're just shy of our goal right now, but the list isn't just about, you know, who you can sell stuff to, but it's your community. When I a couple of years ago, I had a whole handful of strokes. And can I tell you, my list, when I told them what was going on, they jumped in like there was no tomorrow to help me. I mean, you know, they helped me with advice, doctors' references, you know, what they did. They told me theirs. I had no idea how many people on my list had had strokes or knew somebody did or has a family member. Can I tell you, they jumped in and supported me, not just financially, but emotionally. So build community around your business, and your community will build your business around you in lots of different ways. So build your list, not only because there's fortunes in your list, because you can sell stuff to them, but you have to remember something really, really important about that list, whether it is on an email autoresponder or a Facebook group, an Instagram community, a LinkedIn group, wherever it might be. There's real people behind those names, behind those faces. So treat them like you would want to be treated. Don't ever think about your list as a way to make money or just a name on a piece of paper, a name on a computer, because they're real people and they have real needs, wants, and desires. And if you're the person that can help them satisfy those needs, wants, and desires and solve the problems that they have, you are their expert and they will always come to you.
You know, there's a key word in what you've been talking about that to me says it all, is that it's community.
Yes, absolutely. And you got to treat them like that. You got to treat them like you got to listen. You got to help. You got to be there for them as much as they are for you. I'm very cautious with every time I send out an affiliate offer to my list, because my list does keep the roof over my head in most cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I do market. I'm an internet marketer. So I do market not only my own products and services, but I build relationships with other people and I do affiliate marketing through my list as well. I'm very cautious only to recommend people and products that I know, like, and trust, and that I buy every single thing that I sell to my list, I personally buy, whether it's been given to me or not. Because I'm at a point right now where I'll get a lot of stuff for free to, you know, people want me to try it so that I can sell their stuff. So I'll get demo versions and things like that, like JV versions. But I always go through the buy process because I want to experience what my community experiences. So I know the people who I'm, you know, presenting and putting in front of them. I want to make sure that they're going to treat them just like I would treat them. So I'm very cautious in that. There's a lot of people out there that don't, and they abuse the list. That's why email marketing sometimes gets a bad name. Mm-hmm. Do not be that person. If you want to be an authority and you want to be an expert and you want to build a quality list, treat those people on your list as a community member. And always talk to them, and like, important thing when you have a list, always talk to your email list as if you're talking to just one person.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good tip, because there are some people who don't do that. And it's like, okay, no. Who is this really for? But yes, talking to that one ideal potential client or that one person is so important.
Yep. Just close your eyes when you're writing emails. That's one of the things I do. I'll close my eyes and I'll, like, picture, like, I know a lot of the people on my list because many of them have been on my list for like 10 years or more. So a lot of them I've actually broken bread with. I've either met at an event or I've come to one of the events that we've hosted, or I've talked to them, you know, on Skype or in one way, shape, or form on the phone or whatever, because I do build community. So I do stay close to my people. So I'll close my eyes and picture one of them, and I'll write my emails as if I was talking to that person and understanding what they need and how the product of my own or someone else's will help them and affect them. And that's how you write your emails, because you want to talk to, if somebody thinks that they're just a name in a crowd, they're going to respond accordingly. If you want somebody to really connect with you, you look them in the eye and you talk to them like they're a real person and that you care. And that can be done in words very easily. And I'm no queen of copy. I just talk to people.
Yeah. You know, it's being that, it's just being you. It's just being that authentic self, right?
Exactly. And that's really important as you build your list and build your communities. And like we were saying before, Bonnie, a community does not have to be just an email list. You can absolutely build a community on Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, any one of your Twitter, your Facebook page, wherever you are. I encourage people, you know, I used to say years ago, make sure that you have a presence everywhere. Now, because there are so many, when I used to say that, there was Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, period. There was a hat trick, and that's why I used to teach. That was like a signature speech for me, is the social media hat trick. And it would only encompass Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, because they were the big boys on the block then. Now you have Instagram, you have Pinterest, you have YouTube, really has come, you know, full circle. I mean, you have so many platforms, Snapchat, all of them, and you have platforms that are coming and going. So I encourage people not to be everywhere, because the worst thing, if you want to build credibility, is you don't want to open up all these platforms and get your name and picture out there and have no content.
Right.
Because, you know, don't kid yourself. People will Google your name. They absolutely will. And if they Google your name and they find nothing, and they find like a Twitter account with your name on it and no content, or they find just like a sales process or something like that, they're not going to connect with you. So pick the platforms that are comfortable for you, take in consideration where your audience is, and build around. I say three. That's, I like that hat trick. Take the three platforms that are your comfort zone. And for me, Twitter was always big for me, but I've actually since switched that around. I primarily use Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter is still in that pick mix, but primarily I use Instagram as my hub for everything.
Mm. Yeah. And part of it is just a personal preference, really, on what you, because you have to love what you can't hate it. Like, oh, I got to post something today, or oh, I have to do this today. You have to love what you do. So I always encourage people to, you know, pick three, just kind of like you do, but to also make it something that you want to do.
Yeah. Like I always have my phone in my hand. So for me, Instagram's nice and easy, mm-hmm. because I always can, you know, click a pic and, you know, put, you know, take a quote, make it, you know, there's so many apps,
right.
you know, to make a fun quote and things like that. And then inside of Instagram, because you can share automatically to Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, I do those and I push everything out. One thing though, when you're building your credibility and you're building that authenticity and you're building a list, is remember every piece of content doesn't belong on every platform. Mm-hmm. Understand what the platforms do and what their functionality is, because think of it as like a race. Like Twitter's boom, 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 boom. You can continually put out the same piece of content over and over again because the feed is so fast moving. Facebook is a slower feed and Instagram's an even slower feed. So you put out content thinking about how fast it'll get in front of the person that you are trying to connect with and put out content accordingly and in the kind of spacing that fits the platform. So remember, and keep in mind that, you know, don't be afraid to sell. If you have something that you're building a list with, then absolutely get that content out there. Direct people where you want them to go, because you have to, and I know it's going to be hard for some of you listening, you got to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
If you want to build your list and you want to build your credibility, you got to say, go look at my about page. Go opt in for my whatever it is that you feel will help them. And I encourage you, if you're doing list building, to do something short and sweet. You don't have to have a big, long ebook or anything like that. That just doesn't cut it in our fast-paced, you know, satisfaction kind of based world where right now we want instant gratification. Do a cheat sheet, a checklist, a blueprint, you know, something like that that somebody can download and get instant gratification from. They can look at it, do whatever's on it, and get results. Because we just don't have time anymore to sit and, unless it's like a short video, we don't have time anymore to sit and read ebooks. I mean, right now you're listening to us and you might be doing it while you're on a treadmill or walking or, you know, multitasking. Think about how you would want to use content as a user and then create what would benefit the person that's in your community. Does that make sense, Bonnie?
Oh, that makes perfect sense. And you're right. I mean, I was watching a video earlier today and it's like, okay, it's 32 minutes long. I don't have 32 minutes to sit in front of my computer and watch a video. So it has, the short and sweet, I think, is best. Now, we've talked about so many awesome things today and you have so much more, I know. I always like to leave people with like a takeaway. If there was nothing else that they could fit in their brain today, what would you want them to take away from our conversation today, Tina? And maybe it's something we've already talked about.
Don't be afraid to be a leader and don't be afraid to build a community. People need direction and they need somebody who's going to help them. And if you know something, don't be afraid to be that leader. And when you're working online, I heard this a long time ago and it always sticks in my head. Put out the kind of content that you would be comfortable, you know, telling your grandmother. Don't, you know, use words or say things or act any other way that you wouldn't in front of your grandmother or if you are on the Oprah show. You know, don't be somebody that you're not. Don't be afraid to be the person that you see in the mirror, because that's what people respect. Because I'll tell you, credibility and trust is a privilege, not a right. And when you're building know, like, and trust, you have to earn the trust. And if you lose it, it's going to be really, really hard to get it back. So just be your authentic self. Don't be afraid to be credible and be you, because people will respect you more. And if they know, like, and trust you, they will buy from you. And that's really what we're all here for as entrepreneurs, right?
Yeah. Oh, great advice. You know, I know that people are going to want more of you, Tina. So maybe share with us a little bit more about how to connect with you, maybe some of the things that you have to offer. If you want to talk about your gift that you're offering all of us today, please do. But let us know how we can get more of Tina Williams.
Well, you can always find me on Facebook. It's Tina M. Williams. So if you just put that in, you'll be able to find me. And I think Bonnie will have a picture. And I think the picture that you have is the same one I have on Facebook. So if you see more, just look for that picture. Facebook is usually the easiest way if you want to directly connect with me, or you can always come and find me on Skype. I actually have some new branding of my own. I'm working through my authority building process for myself and my new partner coming up going forward in the next year. So legacy8enterprises.com is our new website. We're working on building that right now. So you might, if you go there right this second, you may or may not see an under construction page, but we're doing exactly what I'll be telling you to do in our gift. Is I have an authority, a know, like, and trust authority building blueprint that I work with several coaching students that I think all of you will love. Basically, it goes through the essence of how to build your authority, what types of sites to do it, if you want to write a book, what to do about, you know, book writing and how to get your book out there, and how to use the platforms that are right for you. And I'm a big blueprint person. I love mind mapping. So I do everything on a blueprint. So you'll get the blueprint and the cheat sheets and checklist that I actually gave to my coaching students that they use in a whole coaching program. So Bonnie, I'll give you the link and you can put it in the notes below. But I'm going to give the whole blueprint and everything that I have for my authority building fast track program.
Oh, that is such a generous gift, Tina. Thank you so much for providing that for all of our listeners. I am very honored that you would take the time to put that together for us.
Well, I know it works. That's why I actually have one student that we just did. I do the coaching programs in 6-month stints. And we did. We went from no authority in her area to we had already created a product. So she had a product. She wrote a book. We built her own community and her groups and stuff out to the point where we did, basically a bestseller launch campaign, and her book ended up being a bestseller in 2 out of 3 categories. So I know this system works. So I want to give everybody who's listening now something that I know will work.
Oh, I know this does. Thank you so much. You know, speaking of that, if I was going to refer somebody to you, Tina, as a client, what type of person would that be?
Well, in general, I like to work with people like me. Oh. Don't necessarily have to be girls or women, but I like to work with the entrepreneur that is looking to build authority and it has a product, a service, or a something, a book, whatever it might be that they want to share, and they know that what they have, that they're comfortable and confident that what they have will help other people. I like to work with authentic people. So if somebody has something that they want to share, they want to build authority, or if they're starting out building a product, or like I do a lot of physical marketing, so I do a lot of coaching programs on how to build physical product as well. But somebody who's looking to get out there online that, honestly, from an age range, I usually work with people who are like, you know, middle half of their years, like 50 and up, that is out there. And a lot of my particularly my coaching students, they're in the second phase of their life. I call them ageless entrepreneurs, people who are kind of either starting over or moving into a new career. Those are the people I like to really work with, because we can reset. We do our reset game and then we do fast moving forward. That's why it's called a fast track program.
Awesome. Well, yeah, and you're never too old to set another dream.
No, you're never too old. Yeah. And sometimes the problem is people don't know what their dreams are. So that blueprinting process, I can tell you, the one woman I'm working with right now that I think we had talked a little bit about, we have a new product coming out that combines Pinterest and Instagram. She is a Pinterest expert. She didn't know a lot about Instagram, and she didn't even have an idea when we started working together. She just knew she needed to do something and needed help. So when we started out, we tried to flesh it out, and we did a blueprinting process, and boom, she's just like, that's it. I want to create a product, because she didn't know what she wanted to do. So working with somebody that knows that they want to help other people, but helping them decide what that purpose is something that we do really well. So we came up with that, and now we're almost midway done with an amazing product.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much for taking time, because I know you're a busy person, Tina. Thank you so much for taking time.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.